Roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C104.
Girl on Girl War of the Roses? Oh, well, you had me at Girl on Girl. As we welcome Taryn to the show. Hello, Taryn.
Hello.
Hello. So we say girl on girl, but it's not exactly what people think. So who are we putting to the test today?
Lexi.
Right. And who is Lexi? Your old roommate, you said?
Correct. We shared an apartment about 2 years ago.
Okay. So explain what's going on with Lexi.
All right. So her and I, we're friends and we occasionally hang out, even though we don't live together anymore. But the problem with her is that she's a huge flirt and she's never been faithful in any relationship. Every single guy that she's ever been with, she's cheated on.
Okay, right. And you said this wasn't a problem for you when the two of you lived together.
Actually, no. I enjoyed it. I mean, it was like being in a soap opera and I was just one of the characters in it. It was never boring.
Okay, but the problem comes now because you introduced her to your other friend, Hunter. So explain who Hunter is.
All right, so Hunter and I, we've been friends since middle school, and he's an all-around great guy. We grew up together. We still hang out. He's actually one of my best friends.
And nothing ever happened romantically between the two of you?
No. It's just a really good relationship, a friendship.
So how did Hunter meet Lexi then?
All right, so a long time ago, back when she had a boyfriend who she cheated on, Hunter showed up for my birthday party, and Lexi was there too. And so they, you know, reconnected, I guess. But anyway, so she asked Hurt his number. And then a week later, they started dating.
Okay. And that was not cool with you.
I mean, I was happy for them. But I warned him. I said, don't date this girl. She cheats on everybody. And he told me that she's been great and that he really likes her and she likes him. So, you know.
So why are we putting her to the test then?
Because I really don't think she's being faithful. I'm pretty sure she's still going to be a cheater.
Okay.
And I just don't want him to get hurt.
Okay, so this isn't a case, though, where maybe it's better to just sit out and let them make, you know, their own decision. I mean, they're both adults.
I guess, but I just can't help it. I don't want Hunter to get heartbroken.
Okay, so if either one of them finds out you set this up, you know, you realize they may both resent you for it.
I know, well, that's why, like, I'm kind of thinking we keep this on the DL.
I gotcha. All right, well, let's call up Lexi then, and then we'll see what happens. We'll tell her she won a pantygram from Victoria's Secret. You're going to get to hear who she picks to send it to and what she puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And I'm assuming you're okay with all this going on the air.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak with Lexi, please.
This is Lexi.
Hey, Lexi. My name is Tim, and I'm calling from the Victoria's Secret Promotions Department. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So, listen, the reason I was calling is because we started a brand new promotion this year to welcome back some of our loyal customers. We kind of draw names from our customer database every month, and then we give them prizes. This month, you were one of our winners. So, I was calling to let you know how you can redeem your prize if you're interested.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. So is there something where I have to collect it in store or do you guys send it to me?
Well, here's the crazy part. You pick somebody to send it to and we send it.
Okay.
So let me explain. It's called the VS Pantygram, and the way it works is you get to choose somebody to receive it. We send that person a personalized telegram for you. But like instead of a boring note that says thinking of you or anything like that, we send them a box with a real pair of lace panties inside, and then the panties come with a note, and then you put whatever you want on the note. So the box gets open, there's sexy panties inside, and the note will say something like, hey, thanks for last night, or can't wait for this weekend, stuff like that.
Okay, that's pretty different.
Yeah, we like it. I mean, and guys really like it too. Like my girlfriend, you know, she sent me one for my birthday, and I mean, wow. I mean, so anyways, you get to try out the service for free if you want. It won't cost you anything.
Do I have to, like, subscribe or something? Is it going to be, like, a monthly fee or thing?
Well, no, it's just one time only thing. And then you decide if you want to do it again. It costs $25. But the first one's totally free for you if you want to give it a try.
Yeah, sure. I mean, why not?
Okay. So a couple things we got to get out of the way here. First of all, what color panties did you want to send? We have red, black, or pink?
Let's do black.
All right. Black it is. Now, who did you want to send a pantygram to? I need a first and last name.
Let me think.
Yeah, sure. Take all the time you need.
Okay. His name is Mark, and his last name is...
Okay. And the panties are going to come with a note, and you can put any message you want in the note. Just let us know what message you want.
So who is it that you're going to send the panties to? Your ex?
What?
You're going to pick your ex over a hunter? Oh, snap! See, this is exactly what I knew you would do.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
Hey, Lexi. Listen, this isn't actually Victoria's Secret. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104, and right now you're on War of the Roses. Taryn wanted us to put you to the test because she thought you might be cheating on her friend Hunter. Is that kind of what's going on here, or?
No, of course not.
So you were just going to send your ex a pair of panties to say what, like, have a nice day or something?
I was going to send him a note that said, see what you could have had. You got him with somebody else now.
But why would you do that?
So, Lexi, you were sending black panties to your ex in the hopes of, like, rubbing it in that you're with Hunter?
Hunter's awesome.
You're a f***ing liar.
Mind your own business, Taryn. Or should I say Karen?
I'm telling you guys, she's totally lying to you right now.
Okay, why don't we put it to a vote? Text us to 757-104. Let us know what you think. If you think Lexi's just telling her ex, you know, to go kick rocks here, or is there more to the idea of choosing your ex to send a pantygram to? Let us know what you think. Text us 757-104.